Hey, we are out here. People are starting to fill in, and Jared Johnson, Double J, joins us, I-95. What's going on, man?
What's happening, man? Just join the sites, right?
Yeah, so you, you're part of the Ravens broadcast team, I mean, every game now. Did you think when you started playing football that you would take this career path?
No.
It just sort of happened, right?
It just sort of happened. Yeah, it just, you know, I got the opportunity to do the call-in show
yep.
on Monday mornings with Mickey and Amelia back in the day. And then
that's where it started.
That's where it started, yeah. And then I had my own show on Monday night. You just kind of build up a rapport with, with not only people like yourself, but, you know, the fans. They kind of learn about your personality.
And getting always, comfortable on the mic.
Get comfortable on the mic. You know, you always try to keep it to a conversation.
Dude, and, you're so conversational up in the booth.
Yeah.
It's like we were talking about it the other day. It's like sitting on a couch watching
right.
the game with Jared Johnson.
Yeah, just trying not to cuss, right?
Yeah, and you're pointing out stuff that, since we didn't play,
right.
We might not know. And it's really, it's a good listen. So what do you think of what's going on so far? You go offense, defense, offense.
Right. I mean, they you know, normally the Ravens don't really address for need. They're going to take the best player available. But it seems like this year they've been able to address some needs, you know, getting a little talent on the outside and then replacing, you know, a loss in Za'Darius Smith and Terrell Suggs, which is extremely tough to replace, but the guy that they look like looks like a Raven type guy, big,
he does.
Heavy-handed, physical guy. You know, I don't know anything about him, but the highlights look pretty brutal.
Jalen so. Ferguson, 45 sacks at Louisiana Tech, beat Terrell Suggs' record of 44.
It's incredible.
So it looks like they're switching from Alabama to Oklahoma now.
Yeah, I know.
What's going on?
I don't know. We got a lot of Oklahoma kids, which is great. but whatever they can, whoever they can bring in to help the team, you know, doesn't matter the school. You know we're going to get us an Alabama player.
Oh,
do every
you think
year.
There'll be one?
I mean, yeah. At least one in free agency.
That's when Ozzie's calling the shots. Yeah. Eric DaCosta says, my turn.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think about, I mean, Eric DaCosta making the transition? You know, he's been following around. There's Hollywood up on stage right now. Hollywood is here.
Oh, wow.
The transition, is it not that big of a deal since he's been around so long? Or is it a bigger deal than we give it credit for?
No, it's. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, I really don't. I mean, Eric has been in this role for a long time. He's been groomed in this role. He was not just an assistant general manager. I mean, this guy was, you know, he is – learned and known how to run the personnel department for a long time. Obviously, having Ozzie there with the experience, you know, was really good to learn from. But no, I don't think this is a big move at all. It'd be way different if you're bringing some guy in from somewhere else or he's never been a GM. He's been almost acting GM for a long time.
Wow, that's sort of seamless.
Ozzie signs off on everything.
Right.
Ozzie's in control. But Eric had a ton of stuff on his plate, made a lot of decisions in the front office. So it's a perfect transition.
But you know what? And Eric said it. He said to Hollywood, he said, we're connected at the hip. You're my first pick.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
Ozzie's first pick, Jonathan Ogden.
Yep.
Maybe this kid's a Hall of Famer. We don't know.
You never know.
You never do know. So what are you looking? They got five picks left, three in the fourth, one in the fifth, and one in the sixth. I mean, they turn some rocks over and find guys.
Well, you know, obviously your first three rounds, those are your glamour picks. That's when you end up on the stage and mm-hmm. all over, you know, national media. And those are the ones that I'm sure his jersey's already been sold. But these picks coming up, this is where you build a championship football team. When you look at teams like New England, the Ravens in the past, the Steelers in the past, they were able to cultivate middle to late round players, guys from the fourth to the sixth round. When you get quality in those positions, let's be honest, first round picks, easiest pick you're going to make in the draft. A lot of them don't pan out.
That's a great point.
But a lot of them do. Once you get to your middle rounds, that's where you make your money. That's where you make your money. When you can find value in the third to sixth round, then you build a championship team.
That's where you got Jared Johnson.
Guys like me, guys like Kelly Gregg, I mean, you can go down back in the day. I mean, you go back to guys like, you know, Will Demps. Host of players.
Tom Zipikowski,
Haruki Nakamura.
Yes.
You know, Za'Darius Smith was a late round pick.
And even undrafted free agents. And how about them going out and locking up Justin Tucker?
I mean, he's a weapon.
Yeah.
The guy's a weapon. I mean, he's one of our – especially if you want to have a running football team like we're going to have, you better be able to make field goals.
Yeah.
And, there's, in my opinion, there's not a better kicker in the game.